Chapter 9 is a new beginning. Ready? Sometime in January of 1979, a senior reporter and friend of mine announced to me that he had just come back from his interview. I said, "What interview?" "Program head of court reporting at NAIT." I made a comment to the effect of, "I should apply for that." He said, "Too late, the competition is closed." On a whim, I phoned NAIT personnel. Indeed, it was closed. And then the lady said, "Just a minute." I was put on hold for a short time, and she came back with, "If you can get an application in by tomorrow morning, they'd consider it." I did not have an actual form, so I just typed up a resume with a covering letter, dropped it off that evening, and was phoned the next morning to come in for an interview early on the following day. I arrived at 8 o'clock for the only formal interview of my life and was questioned by a panel comprised of the vice president of NAIT, the head of personnel, and the chairman of Applied Arts, who would be my immediate supervisor. I don't remember specific questions, but I remember feeling reasonably comfortable talking with this prominent panel because I had a fair degree of self-confidence, having worked with distinguished judges and counsel in court, as well as in a vast variety of quasi-judicial proceedings. I would have prepared for the interview, but I genuinely didn't know what I needed to do. I have always been an honest and open individual with a good sense of humor, and during the discussion, I was just myself. I knew the business of court reporting and proudly talked about my extensive work experiences. I thought the interview went well, but I really had no way to assess it. That afternoon, someone from personnel phoned for references. I simply rattled off the names of about 6 court reporters with offices close to mine. I don't know if anyone was contacted, but at around 4 o'clock on Friday of the same week, I got a call from the head of personnel congratulating me for being the successful candidate. I was dumbfounded. The salary at NAIT was going to be a lot less than the combined income I was earning as a reporter, and at the time, that difference was unacceptable. The gentleman suggested that I think about it and gave me till Monday to formally accept or decline. That weekend, Marge and I debated the pros and cons with our parents. We assessed the anticipated reduction in workload, thereby freeing more time for my young family as well as hobby farming on weekends. There would be 2 months off during the summer, and our house mortgage was almost paid off. Further, I loved sharing experiences with students who were on their practical training, and I thought I was ready for a new challenge. Consequently, I phoned NAIT from home early Monday morning and accepted the offer. That same morning, when I got to work, I announced my intentions to my co-workers and boss and gave my required 2 weeks' notice. Some people were shocked. Others just brushed it off because they thought it was a joke. On February 13, 1979, I attended NAIT to begin my new job. The day started out exciting. My chairman, Bill Spans, introduced me to my staff as well as first and second year students and generally oriented me with NAIT. I spent most of the day with Bill, wherein he outlined my management responsibilities, program development leadership, budgeting, and instructional assignments. To say that I was overwhelmed is an understatement. I had no teaching experience, no supervisory experience, and Marge handled all the financial matters for our household in the city and farming operation. It was the middle of a quarter, now called semester, and I decided to first review all the course outlines and course materials and discuss them with staff. Of utmost importance were the courses I was assigned to teach. But there was something else equally urgent to worry about. I had worked as a reporter up to my last day, and I had months of backlog of court transcripts to dictate, have typed up, and proofread from before that. I had promised myself that I would spend a minimum of 3 hours each evening at the law courts until I was caught up. I stayed committed to that plan, starting with day one. As the time progressed, I enjoyed being in class with my students and connected with them. I was not satisfied with some of the existing curriculum and lack thereof for the courses I would be teaching, so I did as much work on the fly as I could to try to stay on top of it and was basically in survival mode.